Hey, sugars.
Hey, hey.
I'm Candace.
And I'm Ebony.
And this is the Brown Sugar Podcast.
We are so, so excited to be here with you all and to share our first podcast experience with everyone, with all our sugars. Are you excited, Candace?
I'm so excited. We've been thinking of this idea for a long time and finally executing.
Yes, finally putting our imagination to work. Yes. That's how it all starts anyway.
Exactly.
So we're going to share a little bit about ourselves, a few little nuggets. So I'm a mom, first and foremost, and for my day job, I work in a criminal justice field, which has been great. I went through a sort of transition this year, and everything's just been, it's been good. Candy, what about you? What do you do?
So I'm a mom of four, and I have two boys, two girls, and my day job is actually in the medical research field. And it sounds boring.
It is.
But it's pretty interesting. And I actually just came back off of maternity leave and I'm ready to jump right into work. Yeah. But we also want to share, more importantly, our passion, our baby.
Yes, our baby.
Let's talk about it. So it's called Brown Sugar Body and Company.
And we are the co-owners of an all-natural body care business.
Yes.
If you get some time, go and check us out, www.brownsugarbodyco.com.
Yes.
But enough of all that. Let's get into some chit-chat.
So, Ebony, how was your week?
It was good. This week actually went by really, really, really fast.
Yes.
So I guess I had a lot of work to do this week, which is a change because I'm still in training on my job, so it's been a little slow. But I had a lot to do and it went by fast. What did I get accomplished this week?
Good question.
I did my taxes.
That's always a good one because the deadline was right. Yeah,
I just about what? I finished my taxes, I think, that Sunday. So on the 14th, I was late. I know, very late. But I did my taxes, so that was my one accomplishment. Number two, we finished our business taxes.
Yes. Clap, clap, clap for us.
We have to do that monthly and quarterly. So we, you know, we got all that stuff done. But my week, I don't have any complaints this week that I can think of. So that's great.
That is great.
How was your week?
I think my week was somewhat eventful or interesting. You know, I just recently had a birthday, turned the big 3-2, and also, like I said, back from maternity leave, so I'm just trying to get readjusted and get in, into the swing of things at work. Let's see, accomplishments. I would say the biggest accomplishment this week is that I actually gave myself some me time, some quality time, and that is rare. That is so rare. So I would say that's the biggest accomplishment. Yeah, so it was definitely an eventful week, and we're happy to share it with you guys.
Yes, and getting ready for Easter, right?
Yes, right around the corner. Oh my God, do you have your Easter basket?
No, I didn't even... I don't want my daughter to hear. She's in the other room. But no, I did not start her Easter basket. And Easter is in 2 days. But don't judge me. It'll be there on Sunday.
Exactly. It'll still, you know, we make it work. I have not put together any Easter baskets. I have little bits and pieces of it. But you know how it goes. The night before with a glass of wine while the kids are asleep.
Two glasses.
It's going to get done. So we're not worried. We're not stressing. Did you guys get your Easter baskets done?
Whew. Oh, how do you guys do that? Do you go to the dollar store? Are you at Target?
Exactly.
Do you get the pre-made or are you fancy and get the custom made? What do you do for Easter?
You know, and I feel like over the years, I've done a little bit of both. I've done the pre-made. I've done the extravagant the most, okay? Especially with baby number one. And then I've done the little Dollar Tree baskets. And that's pretty much what's going to be this year.
Yeah, and the candy doesn't get eaten.
No, it doesn't. Especially, you know what? It's funny because traditional candy is Peeps, right?
Love it. Yeah.
Love it. They're cute. You know, they have all the spring colors and everything, but my kids don't eat them.
Mine doesn't either.
They're nasty to them.
She may eat one.
Right.
One, just because it's just like, I gotta do it.
And she doesn't like the chocolate bunny. Like, who
doesn't like the chocolate? That's classic.
Like, you have to have it. So I always get it, and she never eats it. So I waste my dollar from the dollar store, because that's where I'm going back this year.
Going back to the dollar store.
Instead of wasting my money. But I usually go out, too. I usually get her, like, her first bathing suit since it's spring, and maybe an umbrella or a raincoat, and whatever. But this year, I'm just going to keep it simple.
Keep it simple.
Keep it really simple.
And that's the good thing about mixing it up, because they never know what to expect. Mm-hmm. You're going to get what you get and not get upset.
That's right. But let's talk about that, like juggling our day-to-day tasks while managing the stressors and of work, motherhood.
Yes.
Home
life, friends.
Friends, relationships.
Yes. Like, it's a lot to juggle on a day-to-day basis. And there's times where you feel like you're running around with your head cut off,
in
to
circles.
Be honest. Yes. Like, you ever think, I don't know, it gives me anxiety. I don't know about you. But when I think about my day ahead of time, I'm like, I have a whole list to do. And that is the most overwhelming thing to think about. Mm-hmm. Just your day mapped out.
Mm-hmm. I've been falling off and slacking a lot on my planning. I used to plan out my days, my weeks, my months, my bills, all of that good stuff. And I'm noticing that things are falling behind. I'm forgetting things. So I definitely, Candy just actually gave me a good planner for work. Which I forgot what it was called, but it's a daily planner for work. So I'm going to order that from Amazon, my favorite store of all time.
Yes, mine too.
I have Prime orders like every week.
Yes, because that's a good point that you say that. You know, one thing that I've done with myself to manage my time efficiently and just to give myself a break is doing things like Instacart, Amazon, you know, what
Instacart
else? Uber Eats.
Amazing.
Anything to help our lives just be a little bit easier. Instacart is amazing.
It Instacart is great.
I mean, who knew that eventually there will become a service where you can order your groceries, not only order them, have them delivered to your house and brought inside? Like, come on.
So now if I can get a laundry service, life would be great. Come
folded
pick up my
and
laundry.
Delivered to, clean, folded, and delivered.
And if you have a chance, go on Amazon and take a look at a glance 2019 daily planning notebook. I mean, I only looked at the pictures, but Candy showed me hers, and I mean, it's really good. So if you have a busy work day, if you have a lot of tasks to manage, I would suggest using it. I can't wait to get mine. It should be here in a couple days, you know, Amazon Prime.
I love that book. And one big reason why I love it is because most planners, you have like those small little square boxes.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough space to write everything in, and I need everything right in that same view. So this book has like your day with the whole page is that one day, so you can view that, and then you have a little box at the bottom where it shows you the whole month calendar or whole month.
And I think it'll help with accountability view. Too. Like, say something happened and you can't remember, but you know that you wrote down what you did that day.
You can refer
back to your notes. So I'm very excited to start that on this Monday.
Yes.
So I can't wait for that.
And you know, we're just over here adulting. Trying to make life easy.
Trying. Adulting
It's not easy.
Hard.
It is hard.
But nobody ever told me it would be this hard.
And being a woman specifically is hard.
Yes.
You know, having the role of a mother, even if you're not a mom, just the multiple responsibilities that you have as a woman is hard to keep up with. But we managed to do it.
Yeah.
We managed to make it work.
A woman, a homemaker, a chauffeur. Oh my gosh.
And you want me to tell you how I know I'm like a full blown adult now? I was so excited when I bought a new vacuum cleaner. When I tell you I vacuumed the basement, the bedrooms, the stairs, I wanted to vacuum everything. I was too excited.
It feels good. I can't wait to get a new dishwasher. You see the excitement levels. Like, my dishwasher died on me. I believe I put too many wine glasses in and the glass just broke the motor or something. And now I need a new dishwasher. So that's my treat to myself this summer is to get a new dishwasher because I absolutely hate doing the dishes.
Yes, me too.
So those things make you excited for, you know, just being an adult.
But do you ever look at a sink full of dishes and just dread it, but then by the time you do it, it's like 2 seconds later?
Yes, 5 minutes.
Yes, it takes no time.
You'll stare at it for an hour, yep. And it'll take you 5 minutes to finish.
Like, I really don't want to do these dishes.
Exactly. But on to more interesting things.
Yes.
Tune in for the spillage.
So what's the tea?
Girl, a lot's been going on this week. What should we talk about first?
Well, you've been following Wendy real closely.
Yes, Wendy's issues. Huh. Where to begin? I want to say it's been going on like the last 2 weeks or so. I mean, the drama's been going on for a while. We all know about her soon-to-be ex-husband's mistress.
Finally.
Yes, Mistress Sharina. They've been pretty much at it for the last, 10 years?
Mm-hmm.
And I want to say this week is when he got fired as her manager.
Mm-hmm.
So he's no longer on set. And on top of it, girl, she had the cars repossessed on the set of the Wendy Williams show. And when she did that, I was just like, yes, girl.
I know that.
It's about time to take the garbage out.
Yes.
It's about time. He done did her dirty for too long. And, I mean, we don't know the ins and outs, but to have a whole baby, girl, couldn't be me. Couldn't be me. I mean, I know a lot of us will say that, like, couldn't be me. And, you know, we end up with our own drama. We all have our own things going on in our own relationships and stuff like that. But a baby is taking it too far.
Way too far.
Way too far. And I heard they had some, in regards to him versus her, some physical abuse as well. So, yeah, that alone was enough to leave, and I'm glad she found the strength to leave. And I don't know, like, the last episode that she posted, it wasn't the last one. The one that she discussed kind of in, I would say, a very classy way, discussed how, you know, they're separating or they're getting a divorce. She dropped some gems in that show. Like, she was just dropping it, just making subtle hints that Wendy is free. She is free. She looked happy. She looked like a weight was lifted off. Like, honey, the glow up is real after that.
Yeah.
So I wish her nothing but success and happiness and a positive path, you know, and to stick straight and narrow with her sobriety journey.
Yeah.
Because that's important.
Very important. I wish her well with all of that.
Yes.
That's a lot to deal with. So hopefully she has a therapist. I'm sure she does.
Yeah.
She's getting the help that she needs and more power to Wendy. I mean,
absolutely.
Doing what you got to do when you got
to
do it.
Exactly. And nobody ever wants to see a marriage fail. But a marriage like that, that has been so toxic, that can take you down, can steal your positive energy. Yeah, it's time to go.
It's time to go.
And it's something to be proud of when you can get up the courage to leave.
Exactly.
Talking
about relationships, so of course I'm a scroller on Instagram. I have to admit, I scroll and scroll. So one of my favorite Instagram accounts posted about Ari and G Herbo. I don't know if you guys know who they are. I didn't really know who they were either.
Yeah,
for a while, but I know who they are now. So Ari is the ex-girlfriend and mother of G Herbo's son, who is one now. And G Herbo is actually the current boyfriend of Emily B's daughter, Tiana, I believe.
Yeah,
I think that's her name. They actually make a
pretty
cute
girl.
Combo.
Yeah.
But anyway, so I guess over the weekend, Ari accused G Herbo of kicking her door in and beating her down. Down. So she clearly is upset and she feels like she was abused or whatever. And she pressed charges on him. He was arrested. He is saying, of course, that I guess that didn't happen. That he went over there to reclaim $50,000 worth of jewelry that she
supposedly stole from his mother's house during an engagement. So the stories are very, 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 very different. But yes, we know the truth lies somewhere in between.
Exactly.
And I'm just torn on this one. If you know anything about their relationship, you know that it was kind of chaotic and volatile from the beginning. If you watched a lot of the lives and the Instagram stories with when they were together with the two of them, Ari can seem very abusive in nature herself and very explosive. So it's kind of, I know people reference a video that populated or circulated last week where she basically was beating him up in the parking lot after the baby's birthday party. Yes. So I'm keeping an eye on that one, and hopefully, you know, if it did happen, of course he should be arrested and whatever charges he gets, he deserves.
Absolutely.
So, yep. I'm just going to keep an eye out on this one. It was a little disappointing.
It definitely very disappointing.
But, you know.
But I think it's a good topic of conversation because a lot of times, you know, we look at the women as the victim all the time. And a lot of times that is the case. Don't get me wrong. But sometimes it's the other way around. We don't know the ins and outs of this relationship. They could have both been clearly two toxic people. Obviously, it was a toxic relationship in general. Yeah. But who knows who was the aggressor and who wasn't. We don't have enough of the story to know. It's not like we have a full line of proof of what happened on that day. But definitely, again, wish the best for them both. Mm-hmm. They have a precious child together, and gosh,
a beautiful son.
Yeah,
and the People's Court, they're already debating, and they've got their verdicts. And but we can
girl,
just let this
and the
one...
People's Court is the hardest one to get by.
Oh my gosh! So we can let this one play out in court.
We'll just let it play out. Let the real people do their job.
Exactly.
And you know, they'll get down to it, but hopefully there's no more accounts like this in the future and they can figure out a way to work with each other. I mean,
and co-parent.
Co-parent. Mm-hmm. That's important.
Very important. And speaking of that assault, okay. This one, I already chose my side. I am in the People Court and a proud member of the People Court on this incident. And so it was alleged that Remy Ma,
yeah, oh god,
punched Brittany from Love and Hip Hop. I don't even know the girl's last name, but she punched her in the face and blacked her eye.
She's irrelevant,
allegedly. Now, I follow Love and Hip Hop in New York for, I don't know, probably since the beginning. And
right.
I've seen this girl Brittany, who is also very toxic, very volatile, jumping across tables, very disrespectful, very explosive. And I watched Remy glow up. And I've come to admire her.
Absolutely.
Now, with that said, I'm not saying it didn't happen. I wasn't there.
Right.
But even if it did, I'm on Remy's side with this one. Like,
I can't even lie. Like, that's sis.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. And, I mean, no accounts of battery or abuse or, you know, none of that is okay.
No, it's not.
However, again, here's another situation where we don't know what happened. We don't know the full behind the scenes. All we have heard so far was her side, Brittany's side.
And it's just, oh, it's so crazy. It happens.
It's just strange
to be that Remy Ma has about, what, 8 more months left on parole.
Right.
Due to her parole ends in August, I believe. And now this girl is pressing charges. She already has a lawyer. Or it's just like,
it just seems a little too convenient.
Yeah, I hate to be a conspiracy theorist, but Remy Ma has been on her chill.
She really has.
Like, even when she put people in their place, she puts them in their place in the most ladylike, the most humble, the most woman-like way. So I agree. I can't see it, and maybe I don't want to see it.
And maybe that's what it is. I mean,
but even if she did, I also feel like as many fights as that girl has been in, she has not tried to sue or press charges on anyone else.
Except for her.
That I know of. I could be wrong, but that I know of. So, yeah. I don't know. Like, I'm upset. So, I'll be keeping an eye out on that
one. I'm upset, too. Mm-hmm. I just don't want to see anything bad happen to Remy. You know, she just had her beautiful baby. Oh, my God, what a cutie.
The golden child.
The golden child is just such a cutie. She, You know, I don't know. Let's just keep it up in the air. We'll follow the story and we'll keep you guys updated too.
Exactly. So my ears, my eyes, they're
Everything is
all open.
open.
I am so interested to see, what's going to happen in these two cases.
Yes.
Well, three actually, but Wendy, I guess I
That's true.
can
It's
keep
something
an
to
eye out.
follow.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because I know she also amped up her security just for fear, that there might be retaliation. But, oh girl, enough of all of this, chaos and all of that. Let's talk about Beyonce.
Oh,
B.
yes, Queen
Okay.
B.
The beehive in here.
I know
Let's
they in
talk
here.
about it. Okay. Homecoming?
Homecoming.
Girl, and I only caught, listen, y'all don't come after me because I only caught the end, the tail end of it,
Yes.
and I'm gonna rewatch it, okay? I'm gonna catch the whole,
I'm gonna watch it again because that's how good
yes,
it was.
I'm gonna catch the whole experience. But just that tail end was enough for me to say, yeah, this is
Yeah.
it. It was a good vibe.
And if you loved Beyoncé before, you're gonna love her even more now.
Yes.
This documentary presented her in the most, how can I say, personable
Right, very down to
light.
earth.
Very down to earth. Like, you get to see her in her mommy mode and her goofy mode
And
and
I
her working
appreciate
mode.
that.
Yeah, it just made me identify with her a little bit more and look up to her. Like,
I just feel like, okay, so I haven't always been in the beehive. Let me just say that. I've always loved Destiny's Child. And then when that group split up, I was never a stan. And I wouldn't say I am now, but I gotta give credit where it's due. She's a talented woman. She seems very down to earth. She seems like she's a wonderful mom and wife. She just got it all going on, okay? And there is something to say about her and how she is as a celebrity, because celebrities these days, it's way too touchable, way too close to home. Y'all act like us. Okay,
Yeah.
there is no more Hollywood glam, but Beyonce, I feel like, shows you what
Oh
Hollywood
my
glam is.
gosh,
She's very
yes.
private. Okay, and when she wants to put little snippets out of herself, she does so in the most beautiful way. Very the just the art of it all, the
Yes.
hominess of it all. Girl, the fact that she says she went from 215
218.
to 8, girl,
8 months. And we were
218.
just debating, like, like if she could do it.
So yes, to what? To
18.
18. To
After having
18.
twins, she went on this 8 month journey to get back, not only to get back to her goal weight, but to just get back to herself. And she had to make a lot of sacrifices. So she talks about cutting out dairy, cutting out meat, cutting out fish, cutting out bread, cutting out sugar for 8 months.
Alcohol.
And out, oh
Spill
Lord,
it.
8 months. Like, that is dedication while
Yes, it
running an
is.
empire. Like, I miss breakfast and I'm hangry at my desk.
Hangry. And let me tell you something. When you're a mom, let's just be real. Wine is everything.
It sure
You
is.
know, like after at the end of a long day to have a nice glass of wine. So to
Ugh.
cut and girl, listen, bread is my weakness. I don't eat meat, so that's not a problem for me. But bread is my weakness. How? And sugar. I can say sugar too, only because sugar isn't a lot of things. I'm not a candy person or anything like that, but an occasional cake or two.
I can do that too.
So it's just like, wow, if she can have that dedication and do
And
all she does,
doing everything she does, not to
yes.
minimize what we do, but
No,
like
not at
let's
all.
not
Because
be
let's just be real, we don't have no nannies. We don't have, I mean, she seems like she's
she's
more
very
hands-on,
hands-on.
but we don't have a nanny, we don't have a chef, we don't have
Yeah.
a personal trainer. So we do have some obstacles in front of us, but it's obviously it's
Doable.
doable.
Like, if she can manage to run her empire, make new music, take care of her family, take care of her husband,
Yes. And then do
and
it
do
for
it
the culture.
well.
Do it well and do it for the culture. When I see all those women on stage, all those beautiful brown and black women on stage and just dancing their hearts out and just enjoying themselves and everybody is just, cohesive. It was
Even the
beautiful.
men, like, they were so in
Yes.
sync. The talent was unbelievable. But
You gotta watch it.
It was like, I don't know why I admired it so much, but seeing her laying on the floor with her when she was having muscle spasms, it just brought her down to earth a right. little bit. Like what she was doing, like her rehearsals, it was draining. It was draining on her body. It was hard, but she didn't quit. No. So it let us know, like, it's not coming that easy to her. She has to work hard at it. So she, like, you know, you go to the gym and it was a part in there and she was like, oh my God, I can't breathe. I feel like that when I'm walking around the block. Stairs. So it made me feel like, oh, it's not just
it's
me.
It's not just us.
Like, because Queen B can get out of breath too.
Yes, I think that's a great point to touch on, though, because a lot of times we look at these celebrities and we're like, oh my God, she just came back from having a baby and mm-hmm. it's just boom, boom, pow, just like that. And it doesn't work like that, not for most of us. Let's just be real. Yeah. It doesn't come that easy. Hard work pays off. That's just period, point blank. It was just such a refreshing, kind of like, well, I guess, end to the week with all the drama that was within the blogs this week and social media and all of that. It was definitely refreshing.
Very refreshing to see her in that light. And, you know, if you didn't watch it, she narrates the whole documentary. You get to see the behind the scenes. You get to see her twins and Blue Ivy. You get to see Jay-Z and all of that good stuff behind the scenes. Like, you really just get to see her in her element. And
right.
We really don't get to see her like that very often. And I hope she keeps it that way.
I hope so, too. Just to be unproblematic. Let me tell you something. Between Beyonce and Rihanna, I just love those two.
Yeah.
I really do.
Rihanna's they just probably doing like my it. Spirit.
Yes.
Like, I don't want to say spirit animal because she's not an animal, but you know what I'm saying. No, but I get what, yes, like definitely. Like, she just looks like she just has a good time,
honey.
All the time, and is very unfazed. But if you guys get a chance, if you haven't done so already, please go and watch that from beginning to end. You will be glued to the TV. It's going to be moments where you're going to try to get up and do some of the moves.
Okay.
Just don't hurt yourself.
Don't get out of breath.
But have fun. Like, good. I mean, I watched it with my daughter and, you know, it was, and I, you know, Beyonce, some of the stuff is a little racy. Or whatever,
yeah.
But I am taking her to Beyonce, the next concert. That is my word. We going.
Child, We're going. That'll be a good show to see.
It sure will. Mm-hmm.
So are we taking out the trash?
Yes, we are taking out the trash.
Okay. What you taking out?
So, if you live in New Haven or the New Haven area, you know all about this. I would like to throw away police brutality.
Girl, that's a great one. That's a great one.
Every time, it's like every time you scroll on Facebook, you're on Instagram,
mm-hmm.
you see another case of police brutality,
mm-hmm.
excessive force, unwarranted,
mm-hmm.
and I am so tired. I'm tired of reading about it. I'm tired of seeing it. I'm just tired. And no, I'm not saying all police officers are bad use excessive force. We know that's not the case, but systematically, the police system. Or what should we say?
The system in general.
Yep. Is broken.
It's definitely broken.
Like, you ever hear one bad apple can spoil the bunch? That's true.
It sure is.
And it's more than one.
And people like to combat that. Like, you know, the truth is the truth. The facts are the facts. And this has been happening over many years, okay? Mm-hmm. It doesn't seem to be coming to an end.
No.
And it's not targeted at any specific race. Yeah. Any specific gender. It is just
police.
It's just police brutality in general. And like she said, you know, because first of all, a lot of people will like to argue like, oh, well, all police aren't like that. And let's just, come on, you guys, like, common sense. Just like they like to put black people in the corner.
Uh-huh.
And we know
black people like fried chicken.
Exactly. And we know I don't even eat meat, period. Okay. So we know that that's not true.
Yeah.
So when we're saying, okay, these police need to stop the brutality, we are referring specifically to the ones who are doing it.
Exactly.
And there's a lot of them.
And the ones that are standing by,
yes,
watching it.
They cover for each other.
The ones that are covering it up. All of them.
All of them involved.
All of them involved. And I mean, over the well, what was it? Like 3 days ago, we had an incident, and it was caught on video. It's just horrific. Two young kids, a boy and a girl. They just shot up a car. The boy was not hit, but the girl was.
Severely
hit, and she's recovering in the hospital. Right. So we are praying that she, you know, pulls through. But I was scrolling on Facebook today, and I see another case on my timeline, and I'm just sick of seeing it. Like, it's a broken system. In order to fix the system, we need to tear apart the system and rebuild from scratch.
I completely agree.
Not saying all officers, please don't quote me, that all officers are bad. Like she said, that's common sense. But the system is broken. It doesn't matter that there are good people and bad people or indifferent people in the system. The whole system is broken. And so the system needs to be fixed. So today I would like to throw away police brutality.
Amen. That was good. I feel like mine is more on the petty level.
Okay, be petty.
Let's talk about it. I mean, I would like to throw away the fake work friendships. Can we talk about that? I have learned.
I already told you how to deal with that.
Yes, I have learned. Don't call your coworkers your friends, you guys. It is a very slippery slope, okay? A very slippery slope. You end up becoming quote-unquote friends, and you're going out to lunch, you're going for your walks, you're grabbing coffee together, and what are you doing? You're spilling your tea to somebody you barely know, okay? Mm-hmm. Being at work with them, let me tell you something, I got two personalities. One is my work personality, and one is what I do outside of work, and that just is what it is. Mm-hmm. In corporate America especially, you have to put on a certain face, and I don't like to. I would like to say that I'm the type of person who doesn't need to do that. But I feel like I do just, y'all know why. I'm not even going to get to that. That's a different topic for another day. But yes, you end up spilling your business to these people. And come to find out, John, Betty, and Joe don't have your best interest.
Not John, Betty, and Joe.
They don't even have your best interest at heart. They going around and spilling your tea to everybody else too. Let's throw it away. Your coworkers are your coworkers. Your friends are your friends. And they do not mix well.
No, and I say keep it light.
Like keep it lighthearted.
The conversations that I tend to go to are kids. Like, yep. I have a coworker. She has two young kids, a girl and a boy. I have a daughter that's into sports and activities. Maddie's into all types of activities. So we kind of vibe, you know.
Off of that.
And so we talk about that. But will I ever talk about relationships or what I do at home?
Hell no. I mean, depending.
I'm going out to my cousin's birthday party.
Right. Or I'm going home to clean up, girl.
I don't talk about details.
Don't give no details.
They don't know where I live.
No family drama. No relationship drama. None of that. It just keep it simple. Like, talk about your favorite coffee. Yeah. Talk about what's going on at work. And even then.
And even when you talk about your kids, tread lightly. Like, you want to talk about fun stuff. Like, yes. Oh, we got another meet. Oh, I can't. Another competition. I just want to sleep. Like, I keep it very, very light.
Yes.
And I work in an environment where I am one of the two. Well, in my field, I should say. I am one of the two. Not my field. Let me correct that.
Mm-hmm.
So, in my office. The people amongst my title, I am the only black woman.
Mm.
Well, I'm the only black person there.
Right.
There is one Hispanic, tough. And we are the only two minorities.
Okay.
And so
I can relate.
And so it makes it easier to stay to myself, if that makes any sense. And I'm one of the younger ones, or the youngest one there. So I'm the eyeball out, let's just put it like that.
So, on all aspects,
in all aspects, I am the odd one out, but I am friendly, but not overly friendly.
Right,
I talk to who I talk to. You vibe with who you vibe with, but no
just
details.
Don't take it too far.
Like, I'm not inviting anybody to my birthday brunch.
Girl, been there, done that.
I'm not doing it no more. And I think friendships at work can happen. I think genuine friendships can happen, but not every friendship at work is genuine. Not every friendship is genuine. But
that's
you gotta keep, like, if your coworker don't come tell you what your supervisor said about you in the meeting, in a private meeting, that's not your friend.
No. And if your coworker want to know what's tea all the time with you,
but doesn't share,
or just that is the highlight of their day, is to know, girl, what's going on with you? Mm-hmm. What happened with you and your man last night? Mm-hmm. Oh, your face is, you look a little sad today. Well, girl, what happened? Too much. So that is what I'm throwing away this week. And we will revisit this topic again. And I'm sure.
I think that this could be a grander topic.
Definitely.
I'm pretty sure that there are some friendships that thrived at work.
Right.
And they are still besties today. I don't have that yet.
Me neither. It's a fine line. And, you know, we just have to play it by ear.
So this has been great, Candy.
It has. And kudos to us on our first podcast.
Pat yourself on the back.
Yes.
If you hear me calling her Candy, that's just something that I call her or our family. We are cousins. I think we forgot to mention
that. We did forget. We did. Cousins, business owners, friends.
Yeah. So we forgot to mention that. So you might hear me call her Candy. Her name is Candace.
And you might hear me call her Eb, even though her name is Ebony. So that's just where you guys know.
But it's been fun.
It's been good. It's been good. I can see this is going to be a thing.
It's a thing.
Okay, you guys. We were so happy and excited to share a little bit about us with you. And as always, dream like you have nothing to lose.
Believe in the impossible.
Love without bounds.
And live like there's no tomorrow.
XOXO, brown sugar body.
Bye, sugar.